Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. I put these out every single Sunday and we also put out an interview podcast every Wednesday. So do click the follow button above so that you can find out more about us and you can get notified every time we launch a new episode. Let's get into it. I woke up this morning with the thoughts about achievement, struggle and the flow. And I guess part of that came from a conversation this week with someone who was in the struggle. And the reflection on what that means about why we sit in struggle and why some people don't, why life flows for some and doesn't flow for others. One of the overriding things I say a lot in the podcast is that this is a journey. This is an exploration, a quest from beginning to end. And how we do that quest is the reason for being here. I was listening to some of the work from Wayne Dyer this morning, because once I'd had this, got this in my mind, I realized that he had said some stuff about this and I wanted to explore it. But one thing he did say, which I really resonate with, and that is don't die with the music still in you. It's this thing about getting to the end of the journey and having regrets. So that means achieving stuff, exploring stuff, experiencing stuff, and having stories to tell in the process. So let's deal with the first thing. What is struggle? So from my perspective and from a lot of the observations I make with talking to clients or talking to guests on the podcast, struggle tends to be when the inner picture, the inner desire that we have or want is not meeting the outside reality. It's when what we're trying to achieve is proving very hard and difficult. Now there's a balancing act here, and I've said this many times. If something is worth doing, it cannot be easy. There has to be some resistance. We have to explore our ability to get through and over the hurdle. And there is a fine line or a balance between where that challenge, that resistance is exciting and enjoyable or becomes a struggle. And my sense of it becoming a struggle is when the outcome, the thing that we're trying to achieve, the thing that we want, when the desire for that thing is not strong enough, not big enough, then the pain that we have to go through to get there becomes greater than the desire to get there, then that becomes struggle. Now, many people experience life in a place of flow. So the intention or the desire has been set up. This is what I want. And the moving towards that thing can be a lot of action, or it might not be a lot of action, but there does have to be some action. There has to be some intention or energy towards it. This is why creating a vision board and just leaving it to one side and not doing any action with it, it might work, but it might be incredibly slow. When we do some action towards the vision that we're looking for, the action creates opportunity for the thing that we're looking for to fall into place. Looking at my situation, my health and fitness and running situation, I've been running for a number of years and I've been flirting with the idea of doing a marathon and talking about it for 3 years or so. Now, I'm not quite sure what this is about, but what I can say to you is that when I watch the London Marathon or any of these big marathons on TV and I see people crossing the line, when I watch athletes doing stuff, particularly running, I get emotional when I see people crossing the line. And I never used to. And I'm not quite sure what that's about. I think it's that emotion, that thing there is pulling me towards doing something myself. that sense of achievement that I see they get, I want some of that. Now, here's my challenge, my struggle that I have to go through. I have to commit to a training program that will get me through the marathon in a respectable time, because I could walk the marathon, I could do the marathon in, you know, 10, 12 hours or so. But in order to get a respectable time, I am going to have to put my body through a series of trials. I have to put my mind through a series of trials to get me to the place where I want to be. And I am enjoying the process now. I have found a way to do this where I'm starting to enjoy it. And that's the difference between flow and struggle. I will flow my way into achieving my marathon goal. And if it becomes a struggle any time, I'm going to back off from it. Because I can do this. I'm not, there's no gun to my head that says I have to do it by a certain time. Yes, if I had a time limit, a personal time limit, then it matters, but I don't. And so the other thing about struggle, you see, we have these external time factors, things that are outside of our control that push us towards achieving something. And when those things start to happen, start to push us in place, then that becomes harder. Now, I know there are coaches and all sorts, and there is the whole hustle and grind culture that says you must, you need to, it has to be done. Now, there will be times in life, I guess, when that is true. But what if it's not? And I don't have an answer for that. Only you can answer that one. The point is, this is a journey for us to learn stuff on, for us to discover things about ourselves. The outcomes and the achievements along the way are signposts, but they're probably not that relevant. Going back to my marathon, I will do the marathon and I will get a time for it. And if I get a time that's less than 4 hours, I will be delighted. It won't change anybody's life. It won't change my life. What will change my life is the journey I take towards it, is the discipline that I will teach myself. It's the health that I will get from it. It's all the things that I will discover about my body, about my mind along the way that will give me the rewards that will make the marathon journey a bigger part of the quest than the actual doing it. There are people in this world that are on a different journey. They are on a bigger journey. So Elon Musk, for example, took his fortune that he made out of eBay and applied it to something else, applied it to his sense that he wants to change the world. He wants to bring about an electric vehicle revolution, a battery revolution. And he also wants to create a plan B, as in somewhere to live on Mars. And it's really true. Something like that has to work with extreme deadlines and goals and working with a team, shared vision and all, because it will never happen on its own. Listen to Musk speak. He is not challenged by struggle. There is no struggle for him. It is all just more of the puzzle. You can see how relaxed he is about things. So that is the point, really. It is this thing about how can you turn your struggles into flow? How can you look at what you're trying to achieve and do it in a way where it flows and see the resistance that you're experiencing as part of the journey, part of the discovery of what it's going to take to get you to where you want to be? I guess the bigger thing here, the unsaid thing here, is having a big enough long-term vision, thing that you want to hold in the distance that is drawing you towards it. One of the common factors of all the people that I have spoken to over the last few years, people with great adventures, they all have something they're moving towards, something that excites them in the future. And the energy of that thing draws them through all of the things they have to face to get there. And sometimes, in order to get what we want, we have to lose stuff along the way. We have to let go of stuff along the way. And that, I think, is a conversation for another reflection. So today I want to leave you with this thought. Where am I struggling and how could I turn it into flow? How could I see a way of learning from this and moving through it with ease? Because when we recognize that we're experiencing struggle, there is probably something to learn. Something is not in alignment. I wonder what that could be. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please do connect with me and tell me what you think about this idea of struggle and flow and how it has and how you've experienced it. It would be great to connect with you. In the meantime, if you are enjoying this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, please support your content creators by following, liking, subscribing, and reviews. All of those things are the food, the lifeblood of the podcast ecosystem. And it supports the content creator, and it also supports people like yourself to find new podcasts. If you want to know more about life, passion, and business, do check out the website and the website resources at lifepassionandbusiness.com. There are a number of free resources there for you, including the 5 questions worksheet. That's it for this week. So thank you, as always, for your time and attention, and I will catch you next time. All the best.